Good morning. You listen to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bart Bedica, who is Executive Director with the NTCA, which stands for National Tile Contractors Association. Bart, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp, and I'm glad you were able to get. I know you get a lot of acronyms in this industry. You did great.
Yeah. Well, I know it, but you got to start out that way because I'm sure most people that are members, that's what they call you, NTCA, right?
That is correct. Yeah. It is the NTCA, National Tile Contractors Association. We've been an owner and covering since the beginning, and we're highly involved in trying to promote the show for both distributors and the contractor side.
Mm-hmm. And most of the members in your organization, I mean, these are the guys that actually put the tile on the floor, right?
Yes, our core membership, Kemp, and we're right now reaching about 1,000 members. We've been in a very high growth mode over the years. In fact, we've doubled our membership in the last 5 years. Even though we've had tough times, we've been able to show the value of our association. If a company's involved in the installation of tile or stone, either selling the installation, subcontracting it out, or having their own employees, if they sell installation, that's considered a viable member for the NTCA.
You're based actually in Mississippi, right?
We're based in Mississippi, but we've got employees kind of centered around the country. I have a trainer that's situated in California that travels the West Coast for us, and we have a trainer in Alabama that travels the East Coast. So we've got employees all over, but yes, our main office is Mississippi.
And you're one of those trade associations where you're there year in, year out, executive director, but you have a member president that comes in every year. Who's your president this year?
The president of our association is a gentleman by the name of Dan Welch, and he's out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, large tile contractor that also has carpet and vinyl and hardwood component of his business, but mainly a tile and stone contractor. Our presidents run two-year terms. We find it much more effective that a gentleman or a guy comes in and can kind of learn the association a little bit and maybe even be a little bit more effective in that second year. So we run two-year terms.
Okay. You mentioned that you're part owner and coverings. Coverings this year is in Vegas, and it's the end of April, April 29th to May 2nd. Talk a little bit about what's going on out there in Vegas that's exciting.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, number one, what's exciting for us is that we're back in Las Vegas, but in a completely different venue. We were there several years ago at the Sands, but this year the layout looks fantastic, and it's at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which, of course, as you know, is a really, really wonderful building for larger trade shows such as coverings. And so we're real excited about the layout, which is upper and lower level layout, and we've actually had so much success on the exhibit sales side that we had to get some space outside in a very, very nice looking tent, and that has gone very well as well. So as far as the exhibit space, we're in great shape. We're working very, very hard on the attendee side, which of course is the most important thing, is to bring the people there, and all of us involved with coverings are working hard on that. One of the real things we're excited about is that the show has sustained itself through good and bad times, and we're actually celebrating our 25th anniversary out there this year. Going to have a fantastic party at the Bellagio, I believe, on Wednesday night. The show is April 29th through May 2nd, as you said, so I believe that is actually on April 30th, and that's one of the big fun things we're doing. It's our 25th anniversary, but we got a lot of activity going on at that show this year, and we're really looking forward to a successful event.
And most people know Coverings is the tile and stone show. I mean, it's owned by, there's five owners, right?
That's correct. It is the Tile and Stone Show. It's owned by basically the three largest exhibitor organizations that supply a majority of the tile and stone in the U.S. So that is the Italian Association, the Spanish Association, and the American Association, Tile Council of North America. So those represent your manufacturers and your exhibitors. And then you have your two large attendee bases that are represented by the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association and our group, the Tile Contractors Association. Of course, we then reach out to many other organizations that help us with the attendee side as well. The Marble Institute of America helps us with planning a stone program. Natural stone slabs and tiles are a very big component of this show, and so the Marble Institute helps us with that. And other groups are also involved in supporting the show.
You know, some people may wonder why the tile industry needs its own show. But, you know, when you start looking at floor covering globally, in most developed countries, tile is the number one surface, right?
It is. And it is continuing to grow here in the United States. It's such a different animal, Kemp, tile and stone. It's got to be shown in a large, you know, in large areas. Takes large exhibits to do that. The technical component of tile and stone, quite frankly, is so much more complex than other product categories, and it just needs, without a doubt, in my opinion, tile and stone is its own category and worthy of a show like Coverings. Right.
One of the neat things about this show is that when you go into these large booths, and you know they are very large, everybody that's there usually comes with a big space, they actually set up vignettes. So versus some of the other shows you go to where you've just got products in books or racks, in this situation, they actually set up these rooms. So you walk in what looks like a kitchen or a bathroom, you can actually see the product on display, can't you?
It's just one of those products that, you know, with a small swatch or a small sample, it's very, very difficult to visualize what that would look like. So the exhibitors have learned, and these are exhibitors, as you know, Kemp, they're not just exhibiting in the United States. They exhibit in major markets all over the world. So they know that in order to sell their products, get independent distributors and dealers to bring those products in, again, you know, so much of our product is imported. It has to be brought in on containers. So you want a distributor to make that kind of a decision and that kind of an investment in a product, you generally are going to have to show them a little bit more visualization than a couple of pieces. So you're exactly right. The build-out of the Tile and Stone Show, when we talk to designers and architects that come to the show, they're blown away by the creativity and the scope of what Coverings shows you. Very different than other trade shows.
Yeah. You know, there's basically, I guess, what, three or four shows globally. There's Jersey, which is, you know, a huge tile show in Italy in the fall. And then there's Civisama, which is in Spain. Then there's the Brazilian show, which is, I think, next week.
And yes, the Revestir show. And that's a show that's actually really picked up some steam as well. So, a large market in South America is Revestir.
Yeah, and then your show.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, even through tough times here in the U.S., the Coverings show has continued to succeed. And frankly, I think we're at a size right now that's just about perfect for our market. So I'm really looking forward to this year's event.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you there. Again, we've been talking to Bart Bedica, who's executive director with the National Tile Contractors Association, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.